With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. If a new bill passes, drivers in Ontario who are convicted of impaired driving causing death could lose their license for life. It includes stiffer penalties for those who drive impaired. Anyone with a conviction will have to install an ignition interlock device in their vehicle and take classes. A new province-wide campaign will also warn drivers about the dangers of driving high. Mothers Against Drunk Driving likes the new rules. It says too many people are still taking their chances behind the wheel. The Workplace Safety and Insurance Board will re-examine 50 claims made by temporary foreign workers going back to 2007. It's implementing a new strategy to better protect those hurt or sickened on the job. Income replacement payments for those people will be adjusted to an Ontario job they can do, even if they have to return to their home country. CEO Jeff Lang says he couldn't justify the previous interpretation of the law, so he's fixing it. Essex has a new assistant deputy fire chief. Jim Malosh has been with the Essex Fire and Rescue Services since 2004. Back in March, the fire service promoted J.C. Brockman to deputy fire chief, and Jason Pilon was made the permanent chief in December. Slovakia's prime minister is in life-threatening condition in hospital after an assassination attempt. The BBC says a suspect has been detained by police. Robert Fico was greeting people outside of a cultural center when he was shot. A New Brunswick woman is breaking barriers by competing in the Miss Universe Canada pageant. Lorraine Peters is 58. She'll be the oldest woman to ever compete for the crown. Global News says the competition recently removed an age cap of 28. And a Windsor man who has worked tirelessly behind the scenes at the Hospice for Windsor and Essex County is being recognized by the province as one of its outstanding volunteers. John Martell is one of 14 people and two organizations that will get the June Calwood Outstanding Achievement Award for volunteerism. He's been a volunteer at Hospice for 25 years. The award is named after June Calwood, the Canadian journalist, author, and Order of Ontario and Canada appointee who was born in Chatham, Kent, and grew up in Belle River. Both the Tigers and Jays have matinee games today. The Tigers host the Marlins again in a split series. The Jays play the Orioles in Baltimore. Last night's game was rained out, and they'll play a doubleheader on July 29th. Game 4 for Lakeshore tonight in the Schmalz Cup final. They lead Clarington 2-1 so far. In women's pro hockey, Toronto faces Minnesota in Game 4, and Toronto has a 2-1 series lead there. Just one game in the NHL tonight. That's the Avalanche and the Stars, and that's Game 5. And in the NBA Conference semifinals, Game 5 for the Celtics and Cavaliers, and for the Mavericks and Thunder. Cloudy this afternoon. We might get some showers later on, 24 today. Watch for showers this evening, down to 10 overnight. Sun and cloud tomorrow, maybe showers in the afternoon, 24 again, and Friday's looking cloudy in 24. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.